Well, I'm with Chris Robshaw, and Chris, congratulations. 30-9 here at Twickenham against a very, very tough Irish team. You must be delighted.
Yeah, very, very happy. I mean, we came out here to put a performance and get a result today. A lot had been written in the press and stuff like that, but we turned a blind eye to that and we just went about there and focused on ourselves. And I mean, the home crowd was so good to us against that Wales fixture as well. And it showed again today that they were absolutely outstanding throughout the whole game.
Absolutely. And it was so great to get that sort of payback for them, wasn't it? Three wonderful away performances, which a good crowd went to, but to have a win here at HQ.
Well, of course. I mean, you want to win your home games and make your home venue a fortress. And that's not something that happens overnight. That takes time and weeks and years to actually improve on. And that's something we're hopefully building towards. I mean, it's a long way away, but we're taking a step in the right direction over this campaign.
In terms of the match today, obviously very tight at half time and tight for about 10 or 15 minutes in the second half, and then England's pressure just finally told, didn't it?
Yeah, I think our front row and our front five were absolutely incredible today. I mean, the scrum, I mean, it speaks for itself, the dominance we had up front. But I mean, that's what rugby's about. I mean, you can work each other out and you keep pressure and keep the pressure building. And I mean, you look back to the Wales game we played against, and it wasn't until the 75th minute until a try actually came. It was pretty even until then. And it was similar today. It was just keep on building and keep on building. Hopefully a mistake will happen soon.
And a word for Ben Morgan, obviously man of the match in the back row as well. Some great runs and some great line-out taking as well.
Yeah, Ben was absolutely fantastic as well. And yeah, credit to him. I think he deserved that man of the match award. I mean, he's dealt well with the high balls, and especially in slippery conditions.
From your own point of view, to be captain of this side for the whole Six Nations, just I know it's tough to reflect now in the immediate aftermath, Chris, but you must be a pretty proud man to have led the side to second with just one defeat and four wins.
Yeah, of course. I mean, hugely honoured. Doesn't even sum up, really. To put it lightly, yeah, just extremely proud. I mean, they're such a great group of lads, and hopefully we can take this English team forward.
Your own game, you must be pleased with everything that we knew you'd bring to the table.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy playing out there, and it's where you want to be, isn't it? You want to be in a big stage, and not only myself but everyone out there, I think, really enjoyed it. The conditions weren't ideal, but we managed to play a bit of rugby at times.
Just two quick ones moving forward from your point of view, first of all, from an England and a Quinn's point of view, so much to look forward to internationally and hopefully domestically as we look forward.
Well, I mean, exactly, but it's about putting international kind of in the back of your mind now. It's about going back to your club, and it's the business end of the season, so to speak, and it's exciting, and it's when you want to be hopefully winning silverware and playing in semi-finals and cup finals, and that's where our focus goes now. I mean, we'll enjoy tonight, of course, but when we'll have a debrief tomorrow, and then Monday we'll be back to our clubs.
Just got to ask you finally about Stuart Lancaster and the coaching staff and their role.
Yeah, I mean, they've been superb throughout the whole campaign. They created a great atmosphere for us and allowed us to go out there and play, and I think that showed today that we want to go out there and play for them.
Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Cheers, Russell.